Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors. Dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Sad news this week. Dan Miller, the former executive director, general manager of Iowa Public Television, died. He was 66 years old. Joining me now to remember Dan Miller and talk about his leadership, his legacy for us here in the Iowa community, Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio correspondent. Dean, we're a longtime friend of Dan Miller, very close friend of his, and very sorry for your loss of your friend.
It is a big personal loss, Ben, but the bigger loss, even though mine is enormous, I feel, is to the state of Iowa and to public television, not only Iowa Public Television, but PBS, the entire nation's PBS system. He was a leader.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about when we enjoy PBS, Iowa Public Television, now and in years to come. What parts of that and what part of that formation can we thank Dan Miller for?
I think, other than the very foundation of Iowa Public Television, because there were executive directors before him, but Dan, and I've spent more than 45 years with Iowa Public Television, so I saw the evolution from when it was just Channel 11 in Des Moines to now this statewide network, and I've seen Dan Miller's influence on that in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. And it's just been enormous because during his career, digital, high-definition television came in. And I remember Dan saying to me, "Dean, we're going to have the ability to transmit multiple channels. We can have our main channel, but we can also have .1, .2, .3. And where are we going to get that content?" But he mastered it. And he mastered the enhancement of existing programs. Iowa Press was already there maybe about 4 years old when Dan first came on staff, but Dan took it like it was his child, and he nurtured that program to where it is today as a very prominent public affairs program in Iowa, market to market the same way. And I could name others in new programs that have come online.
Mm-hmm. Dan Miller worked for IPTV for 38 years, the last 10 years as general manager. We have a little bit of audio from our archive of Dan Miller. This is a man who wasn't a lot in front of the camera or in front of the microphone, right, before we go back to this archive footage.
Yes, because when you asked me, Ben, what might we remember of Iowa Public Television as Dan's legacy, you won't remember him on the air. He was not an air personality. He was the brains and the catalyst behind what you saw on the air.
Okay, so nevertheless, let's go back to listen to a little bit of Dan Miller early in his career in this archive.
Convention coverage team, Dan Miller, who was up very late last night covering a district caucus. And Dan, you've been able to assess, even though you were at 1 until about 4:30 this morning, I think it was, and then worked until about 7 o'clock this morning, up all night, you have been able to assess what happened at all the district caucuses, and I'd like to have you give us that report now.
I've assessed it as well as can be determined, Dean. As you mentioned, and Dr. Ross, I think, mentioned, the caucuses reflected the closeness of the race that we have continuing today. The delegates gathered about 8:30 last evening, both here at Veterans Auditorium and in hotels across the city, for what proved to be a very long and hard-fought event. It was, as we saw during the Democratic convention, politics at its best. Before the caucuses were called to order, which itself took some time, delegates occupied themselves by counting and recounting the heads of supporters, arguing and lobbying. That was to be expected.
Dean, we heard Dan Miller earlier in his career. Talk a little bit about the backgrounds. And you knew Dan for decades, about how he was in the younger years and why he was so passionate about this career path.
Well, Ben, I didn't know this when I first met Dan. I first saw Dan in 1975 after I'd been working on the Iowa Press program for about 4 or 5 years up to that time. And all of a sudden, I was introduced to this skinny young man who looked like he was barely out of high school, still an adolescent with acne on his face. And I met this Dan Miller, but quickly began to respect him for the way that he dedicated himself to excellence and the integrity that he had. And he soon proved himself. He moved up through the ranks to be program director and then eventually executive director. You might like to know that I initially in journalism worked with Dan's father, Marty Miller. He was a wire service journalist, and I worked with him as I was a student at then Iowa State College. And I worked with his dad, Marty Miller, as a wire service correspondent.
Mm-hmm. Dan Miller, 66 years old when he died a few days ago. He battled for many years up to his death, multiple system atrophy. This is a rare disease that is described as Parkinson's on speed?
That's the way it's described, and I guess I saw a part of that because early on, I didn't know that Dan was suffering some symptoms, experiencing some symptoms. But he called me one day and he said, Dean, I need some help. I was then also working at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. And he thought that perhaps I would have some insight into a specialist that he could see at the University of Iowa. And I did. I got an appointment there. But I remember Dan saying, Dean, I want to describe for you what I'm up against. And he described his symptoms. Well, Ben, to make it short, from the University of Iowa, he was referred on to Chicago. Then I think he and his wife, Diane, I believe there may have been some other cities involved, but eventually ended at the Mayo Clinic. And always it was a Parkinson's diagnosis because this disease called multiple system atrophy has been described, as you say, Parkinson's on speed. And it just eventually crippled Dan, and even in his speech.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another story about Dan Miller that you can leave us with as we come to the end of this conversation that can really illustrate, perhaps for someone who never met Dan Miller, the sort of guy he was?
Well, I do many, many stories, of course, but Dan was always very dedicated, but maybe if you go to stories, I don't know that anything would exactly illustrate this, Ben, but his legacy is integrity. There was no compromising with integrity, editorial integrity with Dan Miller. He vigorously defended the independence of Iowa Public Television against any inroad by government officials or anything like that, trying to control programming or influence with special guests, things like that. He vigorously defended that. He also vigorously enforced editorial integrity among those people who are on the air. He didn't want any equivocation, I guess is a good word. He didn't want any equivocation. In fact, one of his favorite phrases was, perception, Dean, is reality. What people think they might see, they actually believe is true. Well, you may think that you don't have any outside influence. Viewers may, and I don't ever want that at Iowa Public Television.
Mm. On the personal side, this is a painful time for you and you know, But I wonder if you could leave us with a personal memory of Dan Miller as a friend.
Well, Dan was a confidant of mine. I depended on Dan always for critique. And Dan and I were close enough friends that we could speak frankly. And Dan didn't mince any words when something that I had done on the air, he thought could have been done better. And so I valued that. I called Dan oftentimes after a program and said, Dan, what do you think? And he would give me his frank opinion. Ben, after he resigned from Iowa Public Television, I didn't want to give that up. And I had called Dan very soon after he had left as executive director because of health reasons. And I sought some advice. And His response was, "Dean, I don't work there anymore." But what Dan was saying, and that was his life, he did not want to interfere with the current administration and the new people at Iowa Public Television who had replaced him. He was not Dan Miller of Iowa Public Television anymore. He was saying to me, "I've given you all that I can, and now you're going to have to listen to somebody else."
Dean Borg, thank you for helping us remember Dan Miller. Dean Borg, longtime friend, close friend of Dan Miller, former executive director, general manager of Iowa Public Television. He died at the age of 66. Dean Borg, thank you for sharing professional and personal memories of Dan Miller.
Thank you, Ben.